If I had the money, you know what I would fucking open? I would open up a Gunnar convenience store. It'd be right across from a masturbation addiction ward, of course. We gotta catch those fuckers on the way out. And it would have all of your gooning needs. The basics, lube, Abilene, cock and ball stretchers, sex toys, dick pumps. All the fetish wear that you can think of and imagine. The magazines in the front, they'd all have to be pornographic and really graphic images. Bright colors, glossy photos, specifically designed for gooners. The faces of the models would have to be very much focused on, and some of the magazines would only carry gooners, really, as the models. But of course, we wouldn't want any gooner to think while in the gooner convenience store. We just want their money, really. So, all the words, all the prices, it'd just be gibberish. Any sane person would walk in there just thinking that they were losing their mind, looking at the price tag and just seeing a bunch of scribbling, opening up any magazine and it just being complete gibberish and backwards writing. The music playing in the background would just be muttered gobbledygook, just completely undistinguishable from white noise, but very easy to listen to. There'd be prepackaged food for any local gooners, just so they could stop by and get a bite to eat. There'd be food that they can just heat up in the microwave so that way they don't have to really dabble with culinary arts and end their goon session early, getting distracted. We'd get a lot of masturbation addicts showing up, so a few spontaneous circle jerks in the aisles, or guys stripping completely naked and laying down on the grimy floor and just ejaculating. That'd just be expected. It'd be an hourly occurrence, really. But to ensure the safety of the customers at the Gooner convenience store, cameras would be placed in every single aisle and with no blind spots throughout the convenience store. And all the security footage would, of course, be uploaded to the Gooner convenience store's porn site for other gooners to visit and view. We'd have several gooner convenience stores just sprinkled across the interstate, so that way any gooner could just go in real quick, grab a bite to eat and just leave, go back on the road, or just come in and have a good time and unwind a bit. Majority of the gooner convenience store's customers would just be average Joes just walking around until they stumble across the fuck toy area. Within 5 minutes, they'd just be pounding away, madly in love with one of the fuck toys that they saw on the wall, because it would be encouraged to use a fuck toy before you buy it. There'd be demo fuck toys in every aisle, signs just saying, "Feel free to try, whip it out." Because honestly, no masturbator could ever resist that. Truckers, single dads, doctors, lawyers, farmers, all of them just turning into gooners once they enter the Gooner convenience store and just try out a few products. Now, it would cost me a bit extra, but it would always be very warm in the Gooner convenience store. No air fresheners allowed. That way, it would be nice and musky, smelling just like ball sweat at every Gooner convenience store. And the heat would just be so inviting. Every room would be body temperature. And just inviting you to just take everything off. Just walk around the store naked, browsing all the various sex toys, all the various lubes and popper bottles. You could just feel free to take a huff here and there, just sampling the products as you go, just hunched over and masturbating as you walk down the aisles, just like everybody else in the Gooner convenience store. Being in there for 10 minutes would be enough for you to be indoctrinated and believe that wearing clothes is weird. And anytime that you saw somebody new walk in, you just walk by, masturbating with your mouth open, letting them know that this is a safe space to goon. And you just go up to them and goon, show them how to goon, watching them get either repulsed or aroused before you go back to moving through the aisles like a complete madman, just hopping around, masturbating wildly. And you go to the food section, and just stare at all the delicious foods with your mouth open, drooling, unable to read and understand what each food is, which is why a majority of the gooners end up just going right to the front, right to where all the wieners are, just rolling around on the conveyor belt, salivating while masturbating. And we'd sell out of all those wieners real fast, because all these stupid gooners, all they fucking know how to say is wiener. And so they'd go up front to make a purchase, all of their items carried in one hand, because the other hand's too busy masturbating. They'd have to go ask the store employees to help them. And that's where a line would build up, of course. Because you see, the store employees would be required to wear a gooner uniform. It would be a long trench coat without a belt so that their penis would be exposed. And they'd have to wear a cheek-stretching mouth guard so that their mouth would be wide open and their pretty little smiles would be all exposed. And they'd get free boner pills every shift, the ones they keep right behind the counter, so that way the really fucking stupid gooners have to point and grunt and ask for it. Ask for their fucking boner pills. In the gooner convenience store, we'd fucking burn through these employees, because all of them would just slowly and permanently become gooners. They'd notice as they take off their cheek stretchers that their face would just be stuck like that. But all the employees would end up coming back eventually, unable to get a job anywhere else, unable to function as anything else other than as a servant for all these gooning, drooling dum-dums.